This is Paul Thiessen. The idea for this morning meditation came to me on my early morning run on the seawall this week, where I encounter a tiny garden under the Burrard Street Bridge which has been named the 40-Foot of Passion Garden. The garden's name is printed on a small sign mounted on a stick in the middle of the plot of flowers and is sponsored by an anonymous local resident. It speaks to me of finding a spot of hidden beauty where I least expect it. It is unanticipated to find a carefully tended tract of flowers with a neat stone border on a piece of public land beneath a major bridge. The coronavirus has cast a shadow that can suck the joy from our everyday lives and fill us with anxiety and unhappiness, and encountering this garden provides a brief respite from that shadow. This caused me to reflect on other hidden joys in our everyday lives that are not immediately apparent but which may give us renewed reason for optimism and hope. I'd suggest that we may discover such sources of hidden hope when we reach out to someone who is lonely or isolated and in need of encouragement. You do not have to feel the obligation to find solutions to their problems or bestow some great or overarching wisdom. They just need to hear your voice so they can feel connected to another person who cares. Your act of reaching out can be that small hidden garden in their life which surprises them and provides a source of gentle reassurance and connectedness. And you may well discover that you yourself are nurtured as you provide encouragement and support to someone in need. For in the words of St. Francis of Assisi, quote, "It is in giving that we receive." In reaching out to others, we may find our own hidden garden, which springs from the act of giving. Jesus said in John 14:27, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you, not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful." Let us pray. God, in these anxious days of isolation and sheltering in place, help us to stay in touch with others and lend our gentle and quiet support. Show us how we can find and nurture those hidden gardens of care and encouragement. Strengthen our spirits, and may we feel the strength of your presence beside and around us throughout this day and this week. Amen. I will now read a poem by John O'Donohue, who was an Irish poet and priest who died in 2008. The poem is entitled Matins. Matins is the hour of prayer called the vigil, which the monks celebrated from 2 hours after midnight to dawn. Somewhere, out at the edges, the night is turning, and the waves of darkness begin to brighten the shore of dawn. The heavy dark falls back to earth, and the freed air goes wild with light. The heart fills with fresh, bright breath, and thoughts stir to give breath to color. I arise today, in the name of silence, womb of the word, in the name of stillness, home of belonging. In the name of solitude, of the soul and the earth, I arise today, blessed by all things, wings of breath, delight of eyes, wonder of whisper, intimacy of touch, eternity of soul, urgency of thought, miracle of health, embrace of God. May I live this day, compassionate of heart, clear in word, gracious in awareness, courageous in thought, generous in love. Let's conclude with the song There Is More Love Somewhere, sung by Bernice Johnson Regan, who is a singer, composer, and social activist born in Georgia in 1942. She devoted her life to the civil rights and social justice movement, beginning in 1964 when she began the Freedom Summer protests dedicated to registering Afro-American voters who had been cut off from voting since the turn of the 20th century. The hope expressed by these lyrics can encourage us all in these angst-ridden days.
There is more love somewhere.